Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our Built to Last series on our LifePoint core values. And the big idea that we're exploring with this series is, like blueprints lead to buildings, our values frame our faith. And this week, we looked at our core value of reaching priority. Reaching priority, where God has called us as individual Christians to reach out to others who are far from God, whether across the street or around the world, and to share the gospel with them. It's been famously quoted that every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. And I think that's true, that all of us have been called to mission, to reaching priority. And we see this laid out in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, where Jesus tells his disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now, we believe that Jesus gave this commission to his disciples. This mission, this reaching priority, was originally delivered to them. But we also think that it has implications for the church for all time. And so we get to be a part of this global mission that God is doing. But it's not just a global mission, it's a local mission that we get to be a part of. And in fact, I really love the word that Alan Hirsch uses. He said it's a glocal mission. It's both global and local. And it's something that we get to do all the time. We get to share Jesus here, there, and everywhere, across the street and around the world. We get to go on mission in foreign contexts, but we also have a mission close to home. But one of the barriers to this reaching priority, I think, in our lives is what we see from the disciples here in Acts chapter 1. Before Jesus gives them the commission, he says, or they say to him, "Lord, is it now time for you to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And what's interesting about that question is it shows us that the disciples are focused on Jesus's physical restoration of a earthly kingdom in Israel, a throwing out of the occupying Romans and an reestablishment of the Davidic kingdom in Israel. And Jesus is like, "No, that's not for you to do. Here's what I need you to focus on doing. Go make disciples. Go be witnesses to the ends of the earth." And I think it might look a little bit different for us, but I think the idea is similar. We can be like the disciples. We can think that this Christianity thing is about one thing when Jesus is showing us that it's about another. We can get distracted from the mission in our everyday lives. Let's be honest. We have a lot of responsibilities. We have a lot of obligations. We have a lot of things that we want in our life and desire in our life. And those are not bad things. But it's very easy to get distracted from our reaching priority, from this mission that Jesus has given us. And so how do we avoid the distraction? How do we stay focused on our reaching priority? Well, it's a really good question. And the main principle that I want us to think about is alignment versus addition. Alignment versus addition. I think when most of us think about reaching priority, when most of us think about sharing Jesus with others, when most of us think about being on mission with God, what comes into our mind is that we've got to add a bunch of things to our life that we're not currently doing. That mission is something that happens out there in the world, that it happens over there, like across an ocean or something. But what if mission, what if reaching priority is something that happens in here? Like, it happens in my life. What if it's something that happens not over there, but over here? Like, what if God wants to use me and my life, you and your life, for the mission? So we have to quit thinking that reaching priority happens outside of our life. No, it happens through our life, right? Our life is the mission field. Mission is not a trip. It's a lifestyle. And the way that we practice that is through alignment, not addition. So I'm not asking you to add a bunch of things to an already busy schedule. I'm not asking you to compromise your work responsibilities. I'm not asking you to compromise your family obligations. I'm not asking you to cancel your vacations and go on mission trips instead. I'm not. Here's what I want to encourage us to do. In order for us to take a next step in reaching priority, We need to simply align our lives with the mission of God, to do what we're already doing, but with intention to be on mission. Matthew's account of Acts chapter 1, Jesus says, as you are going, make disciples. So like as you're living your life, as you're going where God is sending you, hey, live on mission. Kind of an easy way to articulate this is that we are called to live on mission with God where we live, work, and play and see needs. Where we live, work, and play and see a need. So where do you live? Who in your neighborhood do you know who needs to hear about Jesus? What unique needs and opportunities are there with people who just live very close to you? And then where do you do your leisure activities? Where do you play? Do your kids play sports? How can you be Jesus on that team? And then where do you work? Who do you know who sits around you in your office or in your one of your coworkers or in your organization who needs to know the Lord? And then where do you see need? Where is there a need in your community? Is there an organization that you can partner with to help be a light there? Where you live, work, play, and need. It's all about alignment and not addition. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks so much for coming to check out the Drivecast today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow for another episode. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity that you've given us to be on mission with you. And we're so thankful that you want to use our lives for your mission. And we don't have to go anywhere to do that. We can and we should, right? Go to the nations, Lord. But we have an opportunity right here in our very lives where you've given us influence and where you've placed us. And so help us not to miss the alignment for this reaching priority, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord, among the areas where you live, work, and play and see a need, where does he most want to use you in this season of your life?